Hello.
I'm Terry Hemmert from WXRT. Thank you, Jeff. It's just a good thing that the Chicago Fire Department saved this Ivanhoe Theater, because you are about to see a performance by a truly great American. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Garth Gimble's only friend in the whole wide world. ABC recording star extraordinaire, Mr. Martin Mull.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Awesome. This is good. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm sorry to be so late coming out here, but there's just so many things we had to do. It was incredible to get ready for the show. And I think we're about ready. Thank you very much. That's an incredible welcome. I appreciate it, considering that the show was almost canceled due to lack of interest. No, really. And then Eddie and I changed our mind. We decided, no, we are interested. Oh, it sounded like The Who. I'm really sorry about that. Still does. You seem to have a green thumb there, Ed. That's good. I think that plant is retirement age. Want to hear something amazing? Play. I'm not Lisa. You're not either. He's not sober, and I'm not well, and you're not pregnant, so I ain't worried, and you ain't leaving, honey, for a long, long spell. You're not listening, I'm not kidding. I ain't singing this song here just for fun. We ain't married, so it ain't legal. You ain't Lisa, for God's sake, you're my son. So get that dress off and those stockings. Go play football and hold some young girl's hand. 'Cause you're not Lisa, honey, and I ain't kidding. It don't matter what your ma says, you're a man. And don't forget that ever, Debbie. You're a man. Thanks very much. Could one of you people who work here, parentheses around that, possibly bring me that drink I had before that was really nice because it helped my throat be clear. Thank you. It just made me crazier than hell, too. Isn't it? Clap your hands if you can. Great. Some of you white people try it now. Come on. I'm just trying to show you my roots, you dig? I'm not the only blonde here with dark roots, you know what I mean? Did you all watch Roots? I want to do Route 66. Martin Milner, George Maharis, and a white Corvette coming from Africa? How about Woots, W-O-O-T-S, the story of Barbara Walters people? Do fruits. Suits, the story of the Jewish people. Here's a nice little song. Where's the clapping? I didn't hear it. One! We'll give you the beat, okay? Give me one. Give me two. What if I go to three? Would that help? We'll give you five. I'm a friend of whites, and I'm a friend of blacks. Friend of Levi's and Hager slacks. I'm zipper fly, zipper fly, zipper fly. Don't bring me down. These things written down that I wanted to play for you. Pardon me? That song? Not yet. But I know if I thought of saying that, I certainly would have hollered it out too. Nice hand for the ladies. Isn't she terrific? That's not water. I think it's Lost Weekend's gin or something like that, with Ray Milland's picture on the bottle. It's very tasty. A delicate afterburn. Yeah, it's the bar scotch. Thank you very much. Earlier we did a song from a record of mine called Men. Oh. Well, where are the others? I mentioned an album. I'll maybe get to that song. How many of you know? I just cut an album. I should light a match. That's highbrow stuff, isn't it? Jesus. Yeah, 6 years of school and the guy does fart jokes in a major city. Probably wonder about this. How can you sing that good and still smoke, huh? Well, I look at it this way. Anyone can quit. It takes a man to face cancer. And as I said, I did just cut an album for the ABC Recording Company. Wonderful people. And they are equal opportunity employers, which I enjoy. They have a lot of Italians in the organization. And, well, in this city. And I'm very, very happy with them. And I think we're going to sell quite a few records. Thanks to a little idea they came up with, which is pretty hip. They're going to put them in stores. Not that my old label, Capricorn, I don't want to say anything against them, but their idea of hiding them in fields around the country. I'd like to do the title tune to my new album on ABC, if I could right now, because I know a lot of you probably want to buy the album, and... Well, a lot of you may not even have to buy the album because it's so damn close to Christmas. I know a lot of you probably, I can tell by the smell of the new belts and wallets. A lot of you probably got stiffed at Christmas, like with the Bobby Goldsboro album or something like that. Thanks, Dad. Like the Star is Born, something like that. If you haven't taken it out of the shrink wrap, and why would you? You could take that down to almost any record store in Chicago and trade it right across the board and get mine instead of that one. Yeah. Like, well, as far as Star is Born goes, mine is a Deluxe One record set too, and just priced a little more cheaply. I don't want you to waste a lot of time doing that, though, because the worst thing in the world is going in and not knowing what you're looking for. You know what I mean? You go, I don't know his name, really, or what the cover looks like, or that kind of thing. It helps if you know what you're looking for, and you know, you don't spend hours going down to A. Zappa, gee, B, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm going to show you mine, just to give you a little head start. It's a long-playing album. Recorded both sides. And, what can you say? Hey, let's hear some. No inner groove distortion. Thank you. So I'd like to do the title tune from that opus right now. It's a tune called I'm Everyone I Ever Loved. I hope you enjoy. Oh, now see, that's all I was after, is that applause, so I'm not going to be doing the tune. It's something you learn. No, seriously, hey, there's a first time for everyone. You've never been to a nightclub before. Everyone seems to have a couple drinks and having fun and clapping and laughing, and you know, you get carried away, and sometimes you're clapping the wrong place. Generally, people will clap at the end of a song. It's usually a good idea, if it is your first time, to sit next to older people. You know, because they've probably been to a nightclub before. They know when the cue's up. Ready, Eddie? If I didn't have lips just like Mary's, and I didn't have legs like Elaine's, and I didn't have hair just the color of Susan's, and hands just as smooth as Marlene's, if my teeth weren't as white as Aretha's, and my smile wasn't just like Renee, well, I'd be tempted to look in my little black book, but instead I've just thrown it away. Because I'm everyone that I have ever loved, all rolled into one. I'm all of the women that I have had in my life, the actress, the waitress, the nun. And I'm male when I need me, and I'm not when I don't, just the same as my sweet Rosalie was. As far as that time in the bus station goes, well, I'm twice the size that he was. Come on, Eddie. And I can cook just as good as my mama, and I can dance like those homos on TV. I'm a 240 bowler, I'm a strong rock and roller, I'm a chap when it's time to make tea. And I'm a host when my best friends come over, kind of a hostess when they've finally gone away. And I can sing up a storm just like Neil Sedaka. I got it covered. I'm kinky, straight, and gay. That's why I'm everyone that I have ever loved, all rolled into one. I'm all of the women that I have had in my life. I'm Charlo with the brains of Irene Dunne. And I'm right there when I need me, and I'm not when I don't, just the same as my sweet Norma Lou was. I don't care if you're packing your Samsonite, girl, I know I'm twice the man that you was. Come on, Eddie. Be great. I met him in a bus station. Thank you. Yeah, that's fun playing for you. Thank you. You're so lucky because this place almost wasn't here as of a few days ago. Sorry to be so fast. Well, if you like C, we'll play something else. We did this song. It was a kind of a... I got involved with a... anybody here buy the new record yet? Great. Charts. And there's a song on it called Men, which I wrote for a movie, and we did it earlier, and it's a terrific song. It's very sensitive. But there's another one I didn't record. I'll do that for you instead. This is... We were myself and a fellow named Steve Martin and a fellow named Albert Brooks. Shame they couldn't be here tonight. But Ed and I are. We were all hired to write a movie about the history of the United States. And one thing that Steve and I were assigned was to write a segment on the Wagons Westward movement, as well as Columbus and his merry men coming over on the... and the songs they sang. That's on record. I've done it earlier tonight, and once is enough for an evening, if you know what I mean. I wanted to change the show. This is not the show we did earlier, needless to say. Yeah, pretty much it is, but just didn't want to bore a lot of the people who were staying over because they couldn't think of anything else to do. So, but this is a song that Steve Martin and I wrote about the Wagons Westward movement. It's from a Disney film. That's what we were thinking. Oh, saddle up your buckboard, crack your whip, tell the horse that the course is the mighty Mississippi. Take your strongest sons, shoot the rest. Sell your daughter with the biggest breast, cause we'll need the money when we get out west. Heading for the Cumberland Gap. No crap, we're heading for the Cumberland Gap. Headed westward underneath the Texas moon. No time to stop, no place to drop, so son, don't eat that prune. We're headed westward, and we brought along the sheep. They're great to count, even better to mount when it's time to go to sleep. We shoot our lunch, we eat our meals. Grandpa's caught in the wagon wheels. See him as he spins around. Damn his ass, he's slowing us down. Let's head for the river and he'll be drowned as we head for the Cumberland Gap. No map, head for the Cumberland Gap. Headed westward, we're dumb as dumb can be. Never been to school, I'm a perfect fool, and two is three. Today we cross the big old wide MISPIE. It's westward ho for me. Thank you. Thanks very much for the clap. Jesus, that's nice. If we seem a little shaky tonight, you have to forgive us because we haven't been here in town long and we still have bus lag. No, to be perfectly honest, we flew in this time and it's kind of quite an experience for Ed and I. We have not. Oh, I should introduce this fellow to you. It was quite an experience for Ed and I, and I'll do it later. Yeah. How quickly they laugh when they finish college. It's amazing. We flew in, and it's something that. Amazing happened in flying. I don't know. How many of you ever flown? Well, that's fascinating. Okay. I know a lot of you people are like, you'll get out on the street some days and have kind of like, let's say you're feeling real good. Maybe you've even done something to yourself. You know, okay. I don't say no more. I know. I'm fine right now. I see you. How do I feel? Of course. No, I think he's fine. I mean, difficult too much. Coffee. But you go out on the streets and you walk around, sometimes you might look up at the clouds and you start to, they're pretty incredible. And you look at things and some of you more artistic people might even see something in the clouds, you know, like a little doggy or a kitty or a sheep. Smoke, cauliflower, excellent. This is possible. Well, this is going to sound crazy if you're having fun, but when you fly, you actually go above the clouds. Okay. I know, that sounds crazy. Just trust me, because it'll happen. Okay. Oh, I tried to describe it to someone, and the only thing I could come up with was Winter Wonderland. You like it? I do. But I was pretty knocked out about that, and that's what happened flying in here from Los Angeles. And not only that, keeping you up?
Don't want to burn your place down.
Unless you can do it really neatly, just in the nonprofit areas. Why not? Oh, no, don't be silly. It was just total coincidence there was a moat dug around the... Thank you. So at any rate, we found ourselves looking at clouds from both sides, and I decided to write a song, and certainly not about that. Who cares? How boring. I have really big clouds. Who cares? So the other exciting thing was that we did fly over Las Vegas. I've never seen Vegas before. And I have a song about Las Vegas right now, which I'd like to do for you. It's called I Haven't the Vegas Idea. It's in the key of E, if that's all right. I always tell people what key it's going to be in, just in case some hippie brought his harmonica, wants to stand up and make an asshole out of himself. If I only sang songs about my way, in a well-tailored tux on a stool, I could say my goodbyes to this life on the highway. Take all my calls by the pool. I could have any girl in the chorus. Start at one end and work down the line. Take a limo to my place. And they were waiting for us. Would be cocaine and champagne and wine. But I haven't the Vegas idea. No, it's the craziest dot on the map. Pharmacists freshing from Frisco in their white shoes and belts at a disco, and some $10 tramp on their lap. I wonder what they discuss as they're driving back home on the bus. Do they all say that they had the time of their life? Do they practice the lines they made up for their wife? Do they worry they might have a fight? I haven't the vaguest idea. They probably just take a nap. Thank you. Let me ask you, how many of you watch Mary Hartman? Anybody? Yeah. Aren't those other actors terrible? How did they let them on? Now that's been a lot of fun. I just found out tonight, incidentally, I'd come back as my twin cousin. Who apparently is worse than Garth. So It's typecasting. What can you do? I'd like to apologize to some of you people who were... I met... I'm so sorry. There's just the one mic. It is sad when cousins marry. I swear it is. I'd like to apologize to some of you people. Hey, it's all right. It's okay. Well, here comes another one. Try it again. That one almost bought it. As I started to say, I'd like to apologize for playing such a despicable cuss on that show. I think he was a hideous man. And get rid of any rumors that that's what I'm really like. And quite seriously, if anybody's involved in a situation like that with this battered wife syndrome is not a very pleasant one. You would do everyone, including yourself, a good service if you reported it, since a lot of people don't, which you should. Okay? Unless you're really into it. And then, at which point, well, I'll give you my manager's number and you can get a hold of me through. I could never treat another person like that. But are we having as much fun as you are? Just wanted to check. See, I'd love to do that, but I frankly don't remember a lot of those songs. Sometimes they're right for their time, and they just don't carry over. You know what I mean? Like, it's like if Lincoln was here, he went, Gettysburg Address! You know what I mean? It was right back then. It doesn't really matter. Well, I wrote down some songs I want to make sure I played for you. Did it. You can stop around sight, man. I know what I want to do. I lied. I still don't. Too dirty. Blues? I know it. We should do it. Want to do a sing-along? You feel like singing? Like a country sing-along? It's a nice song. In G, the people's key. It's not like one. It's not one of those embarrassing sing-alongs like "We Shall Overcome." I mean, what a thing to sing about. To me, that's between you, your spouse, and your doctor. You know what I mean? And you know, if they undercame, they would not be singing. Will you sing along on this? There's only certain kinds of people that won't sing. I mean, well, we'll divide the group into two groups. What do you think, bud? Okay. Just like us, we'll say group A, which these are going to be the kind of people that get all dressed up to come to a nightclub. They've seen a guy on TV or something like that, and they say, hey, well, let's go cool. You know what I mean? You know, if he says clap along, we'll maybe touch a couple times. You know, because we don't want to get our outfits pitted. We might get our fringe cut in our, you know, in our watch band and gag ourselves or something, and then the whole drive back to Palatine and all that kind of thing. And, you know, who cares? And they get in the car and they can't really dodge each other, and they wonder, what's wrong? What's missing with our marriage? You know, why aren't we communicating the way other people do? And, you know, they're just not talking, and they realize that maybe it's kind of a brotherhood of man kind of thing. You just can't reach out and let your voice go and really sing for the peace of mankind, and maybe do something about this lousy oil embargo that's driving the prices up like crazy, because everyone is really being bothered by it, not just the cab drivers, but you and I who ride the cabs. You know what I'm saying? If we can get a brotherhood happening, that won't happen. That's group A. They're the ones that will ultimately sing. Group B, the ones that won't sing, we can call them simply the what's a good word? Assholes? I like it. Fine. Okay. So you know who you are. We'll do the verses, and if you can figure out the chorus, and we can all sing along on it, it'd be quite nice. Can't believe I brought you here, I hope I don't get sick. I can't believe you're costing all this money. You better be pure dynamite, not just another trick. For Christ's sake, kiss me once and call me honey. Drop your clothing to the floor. Do some things I paid you for. You look good to me, so don't turn out the light. I've been on the road since February, selling door to door. So come on, give me a kiss. Good God, it's finally come to this. 'Cause I'll hate myself in the morning if I have to love myself tonight. I'll hate myself in the morning, good, if the hand I wake up holding is my right. Yes, when I go off to bed alone, I don't never sleep at all. I need a little love to make me drowsy. And I toss and turn and roll around, and I hear things in the hall. And I wake up in the morning feeling lousy. I need something warm and cuddly when I sleep and when I dream. Ain't there someone here tonight who'll help me keep my self-esteem? 'Cause I'll hate myself in the morning if I have to love myself tonight. Let me hear you. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning if the hand I wake up holding is my right. Now that's it, we'll try it again. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning if the hand I wake up holding is my right. Just the ladies now. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning. I love it. Get their names, okay? I have to love myself tonight. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning if the hand I wake up holding is my right. Just convicted felons now. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning. Good. I have to love myself tonight. Everybody. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning if the hand I wake up holding is my right. Once more loud. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning. Think of what you're saying. I have to love myself tonight. I'm gonna hate myself in the morning. If the hand I wake up holding is my right. Thank you very much. The first music made in this country wasn't even made in this country. Isn't that fascinating? Yes, it is. Really, fine. It was made a few miles offshore by Columbus and his merry men as they were sailing to our new land. And you probably wonder, how did they sing, you know, because there was certainly no room for amps on the ship. They sang a cappella, which was, well, the guy who invented his a cappella, he dropped the L because it was a small ship. And so they sang a cappella, which is, or what Eddie and I tend to call, as the people on just in the street call it, the glory of the human voice. And we'd like to recreate that for you if we could right now, an a cappella song. Is that all right? Because they had all the lyrics, but they don't. Okay, it's in D. A cappella, hope you enjoy it. Can you help me? Maybe do waves like That's good. Don't worry about being a jerk. You already paid to get in. Come on, everybody. It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men. It's great to be with men, 'cause men can sweat and men can stink, and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink, clog the drain with hair. Oh, clog the drain with hair. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room, there's no one here but men. Men, 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 guys, you do that, men. Men, 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 men. There's men above, there's men below, there's men down in the galley. There's Butch and Spike and Buzz and Biff and one guy we call Sally. One guy we call Sally. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift the seat, there's no one here but men. Men, men, men. Men, men, men. We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses and blow each other. Men, 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 it's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard, there's no one here but men. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Why, you're so patient. And it's really nice to see you all here. And I know why you're here, same reason that hundreds of people have come to see us over the past 10 years. You want to hear bossa nova music, you want to hear it well played, you want to hear it well constructed, and I don't blame you one bit. And I'd like to play you my very best bossa nova piece, honest to God I would. The only problem is it does have a few words in it that aren't for everyone. And I notice a lot of you here tonight on dates, and I think that's darling. And I would not want to, you know, step in the way of your good time this evening, and the dating, and it does serve a purpose. It's a kind of thing, hey, come on, I took you out. Oh, okay. I know, it serves a great purpose, and I don't want to offend, I don't want to be a garbage mouth or something like that, and it's not that I put these words in the song on purpose. It's sort of inadvertent. It was not even, it was maybe even vertent, I don't know. It's the way I write, okay, it's a sort of stream of consciousness, or in this case, this song, more puddle of consciousness, really. It's a, have trouble with moving water. Maybe this will help. Who put this in? This is on the radio, right? Hey, let's do some coke. The fact that it was aimed in this area doesn't mean anything, okay? Maybe it's probably left over from after Eric Anderson was here. Here's another tune about suicide. No, I will sing it anyway. Okay, you're absolutely right. Sing it anyway, because it's a pretty bright bunch here. I don't think you're going to be offended by a few this many letter words. I think if I oh, maybe you will, because that was kind of a nervous titter, and I heard it. I'll tell you, if I come to any words I think are offensive and might ruin someone's evening, what I'll do is I'll just hum those words. Okay. That way you people who are a little bit squeamish, you know, you have nothing to worry about. And you people who are a little bit hipper, and I'm pretty sure you know who you are. You'll know what I'm talking about anyway, right? Like a lot of you people from Evanston have probably even done it. Last night I took you home, and we began to You were such a only 17. Rubber shirts, leather skirts, and tons of Vaseline. Pick up the soap. Mayonnaise and rope. Then from the chandelier, the three of us hospital for life. Whips and chains, Great Danes, all night your wife. Thank you very much. That's terrific. It's getting kind of late here. I know a lot of you have buses to catch, so probably going to have to boogie on out. Let me just tell you. The hardest thing is that when you come to the last song, because I want to tell you something, from my point of view, which is about 4.5 feet here, the most important thing as a performer, and that's what we are. Just thought I'd tell you. So you go, hi, kids, what'd you see?
I don't know.
Young white performer would do. He could even say two. Okay. The most important thing from this vantage point, when you come to the last song, is the encore. And I just want to tell you something that's kind of interesting. Isn't it amazing, something that means more than anything else, like an encore? Isn't it incredible, like so many things? It's like one of those things you just can't ask for. It's incredible. Okay. So we're going to finish up here with... Play All Night. With a special rock and roll number for you all, and I hope you enjoy it. And thank you for being such a good audience and really terrific. And of course, this will be our last tune. We'll probably get out as far as our car and hear the stomping and everything and have to come back. I don't know. I have nothing to do right away. I don't know about you people. A lot of you. Hope you enjoyed a special dance. And again, thank you. You've been a terrific audience. I hope you enjoy it. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a new dance and it's in this town. It's the hottest thing around. It ain't hard, no, there's nothing to it. So come on, everybody, won't you do it? Do the nothing. Oh boy, it's going pretty good, huh?
I'm wet.
Oh, she hasn't. Ladies and gentlemen, lead guitar, Howard Hughes. What a mind. 2, 3, 4!
Do it tonight.
I had a friend, he said he couldn't dance. Said there was trouble somewhere down in his pants. That ain't the story with my buddy no more. You ought to see the little honky in the middle of the floor doing nothing. It's going very well. Yeah, I saw Rocky. Y'all like Rocky? He's a good one, yeah? Jesus. You read any of this, what's his name? Rob McCune. Anybody read this stuff? Brings a tear to my eye, I'll tell you that. Because I remember all the writers. Oh, it's for my mother, it says. In place of, or... 2, 3, 4! Do the nothing. Or bridge. In the store by Helen Keller. And when she did it, well, it sure got sweller. She would practice every night and day down in the cellar. She was out of sight, but there was no way to tell her. Doing nothing. Dead people can do it too. Even better now than me and you. Lying in the graveyard late at night. You ought to see him boogie woogie. Good God, it's out of sight. Doing nothing. This is really unexpected. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'll try to get to that. I'd like to do that to make up for something I think a lot of people are thinking. They think I'm just silly and unconcerned. No. And people who do think that, I have a pretty quick and easy answer to them. Eat it. Works. I'm quite concerned. I'm worried about my world the same way you are. I'm worried. My personal, not really vendetta, but concern, is more aimed really at our nation's ecology and specifically the wholesale slaughter of our nation's beautiful woodlands. Nothing brought pretty much into pretty sharp focus by coming here to the Chicago area. The beautiful cypress and Douglas fir and sequoia, the plywood Minnesota grown so beautifully and majestically over the railroad tunnels. But what can one man do, really, against some of these huge lumber people? And some of them are just that, like 6'8", 6'9". I'm not going to fool around. Hey, number one. You know what I mean? So what do? Fascinating question. I'll try to answer it. I refuse to eat wood. Or any wooden products. Bless your hearts. You too? That's paper and cardboard's in there. No. I won't wear any wooden clothing either. I had a beautiful, I think it was a Blues Bruce handkerchief and belt set. No. I know what you're thinking, too. You think, okay, Martin, sure. But on those wintry evenings down in Los Angeles when you and your newest squeeze, I know the way you kids talk, sitting around the blazing fire, it's blazing because of, no. No N-O spells. No, we burn meat. Meat and household pets, because I feel... No, really, what is a dog or a cat compared to a beautiful Douglas fir? Not a whole lot. Think of the growing time for each. You're interested. That's great. All right, here's how you get a really good blaze going. You start, like, with a bed of field mice, something like that. A laboratory mice, if you can get them cheap, do it. They'll go right up. You're talking flash capacity right there. On top of that, you would go with your younger ones, like kittens, ducklings, that kind of thing, because there's a lot of down there that'll keep it passing. Then on top goes, like, crisscross a layer of... But we tend to call Eddie and I decorator dogs. And that's your Lhasa Apso, right? Your poodle, your chihuahua, that kind of thing. Corgis. Corgis, if it's a festive occasion. Let's talk festive occasion. How about Christmas? Then you'd want the Yule dog on top. If everyone lit just one little spaniel, what a bright world this would be, huh? Actually, this is a... not about that. I'm sorry. It's just a little craziness. This is about fear of the bomb. Something we all lived with 20 years ago and have ceased to be concerned with, and I only wrote this about 2 months ago. It's just a little late, folks. So get off, Eddie, as best you can. They say this world is in a mess. What's gonna happen next is anybody's guess. Say this whole damn planet might just blow sky high one day. But I don't worry about getting bombed. I'm usually bombed anyway. Is it a red Chinese drop at first? Or those screwball friends of Patty Hearst? Excuse me if I see my taste blasé. But I don't worry about getting bombed. No, no, I'm usually bombed anyway. So tell who's ever in the White House that Martin's jumping off the boat. Cause I'm too clean to read the papers. The ink gets on my fingers and I'm too bored to vote. Tell who's ever in the White House in his JCPenney suit and tie. Drop your JCPenney pants, your biggest bomb. Jimmy, it's all the same thing when you're high. Thank you. And in Dublin, good God, they got it double. And the women's lift tries to blow up the YMCA. What can I say? Except that I don't worry about getting bombed. Lord knows that I'm usually bombed. Anyway, name the day. I'm usually bombed. Anyway, and that's why I say I just don't worry about getting bombed. Lord knows that I'm. I'm usually bomb, 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 bomb. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is terrific. Glad to hear it. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. It's the wonder of the human body. Watch that Mary Hartman. I'm going to play you something I've never played before. It's just a real softball song, and then we'll do another song, and then we have to call it night. This is the only time I figured people would understand. You know who this character was. He was a wife beater, etc. So I wrote a song. I wrote a song for him. I don't know if Eddie even knows about that. It's a pretty original song. Hope you enjoy it. He put the wine in the coconuts in. I'm just kidding. No, that's not it. I'm looking for that thing. Oh, who needs it? Hope you enjoy this. Wait a minute, my bracelet's coming off. I don't want to ruin my guitar. Why don't I just give it to the poor? No, thank you. To buy wine? You say opium is the opium of the people? You could do a lot worse than me, girl. And you would if you had half a chance. You'd be oh so surprised if you just realized all the guys who were loving your pants. You were always the life of the party. Off your feet with the first passing glance. You could do a lot worse than me, girl. But you won't, because you won't have the chance. Because I'll tie you up, I'll tie you down. Your days are numbered, those days that you slumbered around and around. Settle down, you finally found your ivory tower. And out of your under my power, I just sit there and don't make a sound. Isn't that the kinkiest? I'd like to finish up here with a lullaby for all you married people, and thank you very much for being such a sweet audience. You've been really terrific. I've had an awfully nice time. Thank you. You're great down there. Water finds its... Hope you enjoy this. Thank you very much. I want to thank Eddie especially for coming in all the way from Connecticut just for this weekend. Isn't he terrific? Mr. Eddie Wise. About the finest piano player I know, but I don't get out much. I'd like to thank you all, too, tonight for coming, or however you reacted, really. You've been just an ace, number one. I like it. Good. Got it. Hope you enjoyed this. Again, thank you very much. One. It's all right. It's all right. If you just want to go to sleep tonight, honey, that's all right. You just hustle off to dreamland, and I'll turn off the light. If you just want to go to sleep tonight, darling, that's all right. Don't make a habit of it, 'cause I might get bored, and I might do something we'd both be sorry for. In the back seat of our Ford, with a 12-year-old. Oh Lord, but that's all right. That's all right. You know that's all right. If you just wanna go to sleep tonight, it's all right. Come on, Eddie, put me to sleep. You can do it. Pretty busy fingers for bedtime, Ed. Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you. Special hand for Eddie Wise. See you later. Good night.